I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed chronic wasting disease positive deer in a couple of new counties in the Badger State this month. I'll tell you where they were found when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. We've got chronic wasting disease in a couple new places as 2025 has kicked off. For starters, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed the first positive test of CWD in a wild deer in Chippewa County in northwestern Wisconsin. The deer was a hunter-harvested one-year-old buck, and it was harvested within 10 miles of the Barron and Dunn County borders. The DNR and the Chippewa County Deer Advisory Council are hosting a public meeting on Thursday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Chippewa County Courthouse in Chippewa Falls to discuss the new positive case. The second new positive case is over on the state's eastern side in Manitowoc County. The deer was a hunter-harvested one-year-old buck and was harvested south of the Valders area within 10 miles of the Calumet and Sheboygan County borders. As a result of this new detection, a state-authorized baiting and feeding ban will go into effect for Manitowoc County effective February 1st. There's also a public meeting on Tuesday, February 4th at 6 p.m. at the Woodland Dunes Nature Center in Two Rivers. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.